Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the price of your rate plan. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock for current on-network rate plan. Talk, text, and data on qualifying line for new accounts. See exclusions and details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Let's get into our quarterback rankings. Let's do it. Josh Allen, have him at number one. You know, against Miami, we were just talking about that game. I think if it does snow, you know, Josh Allen might, you know, run the ball a lot. Now, if the weather is absolutely ridiculous, if it's supposed to be really bad, I'm going to move, you know, Jalen Hurts up to number one, who I have at number two. Allen had a rough game last week against the Jets. And, you know, if this was in regular elements, I think this would be a matchup that he can get right in. But, you know, if the elements are supposed to be bad, I'll move Jalen Hurts to number two. To number one, who I have him at number two right now against Chicago. Not sure he's going to need to do a whole lot in this game. You know, this can be a Miles Sanders game. But, you know, he's also involved in the run game, obviously, so that floor should still be there. Patrick Mahomes at three in Houston. Justin Herbert at four at home against Tennessee. And Justin Fields against Philly at five, ahead of Joe Burrow in Tampa, you know, potentially without two of his weapons. We'll see if T. Higgins and or Tyler Boyd will be able to suit up this week. And, you know, if he's down one of those wide receivers, he'll be fine. Rather have T. Higgins play, obviously,
right,
than Tyler Boyd. But if he's missing both these guys, not sure that his ceiling is there this particular week.
Yeah, I think I would agree that the ceiling might not be where it has been these past few weeks, but I still think he's good for, you know, a really safe floor and a high floor at that. It's not like you're just putting him in to get 15 points, you know, with Ja'Marr Chase. With him and Ja'Marr Chase on the field, you know, he's going to be fine. I think that his floor kind of sits at like 20 points. And this is a pretty good matchup, it looks like, because Tampa Bay's been off. You know, they haven't been doing very hot. And I think this is a hot Bengals team coming in. They should have no trouble putting up points, even though Tampa Bay's defense does have playmakers. So I think having him at six makes sense. Justin Fields, I feel like it feels weird having him at five because we know what he can do with his rushing upside. I mean, I think I saw a stat somewhere that he had like three.
Is he too low or too high?
I want to, like I said, it feels weird having him here because it seems low with the way that his rushing upside moves him up. But I think the matchup kind of, you know, negates that. I think that's why we have him down here. It's Justin Herbert, I think he's going to get it done just fine. He looked like a different quarterback last week with all of his playmakers on the field. And I expect that to continue. So I'm not surprised to have him at four. And then Justin Fields, like I said, with the rushing upside, he'll be fine. I do think it makes sense, like I said, to have him down there because of the matchup. I'm not sure how much scoring they're going to do. We'll see how it goes. But Justin Fields liable to take one in the house, as we've seen, anytime that he carries a football. So that gives him enough upside to have him in the top five. And then the top three, like you said, they're pretty much locked in. I might argue you could put Jalen Hurts over Josh Allen at this point because Josh Allen did have a rough game last week. He did score a good amount of points, though. Still, I think he topped 20 points even on a bad week. But with the weather, you know, we've seen that things can kind of get rough, you know. So I think that Jalen Hurts, maybe I'll move him to one this week unless something drastic happens with the weather situation in Buffalo. If it changes and it's just going to be like a nice crisp night, I don't think that's going to happen, though. So I would maybe put Jalen Hurts at one because I think he's a safer bet.
Justin Fields, his design rushes went down to about 15% in the week before the bye, which is pretty low for him. You know, he was coming off the shoulder injury, so that kind of makes sense. He was at near 30% the 2 weeks prior and 25% even the week before that. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, with the bye week that he goes back to his normal role. And if he does, then he deserves to be in this top five. If he doesn't, if he hovers around 15%, I got to knock him even lower, you know, maybe behind Joe Burrow, maybe behind Tua when he has a good matchup. But it really depends, you know. But we need that those design rushes to be up there. You know, 25-30% is like elite, you know, with the best of them. So, you know, hopefully he'll be fine. The matchup isn't ideal either. But at the same time, with the rushing ability, you know, you got to have him in your lineup this week. The upside is crazy no matter what.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, you say maybe you knock him down behind Tua, and that at first caught me off guard. But then you look at this production, you know, it's been like pretty much entirely dependent, especially these last 2 weeks, on his rushing work. And with that going down, if that doesn't hold up, you know, the only reason he had a solid day last week is because of that 55-yard touchdown. Take that away, and he's looking at like a 10-point performance. And that's not going to get it done for you in fantasy. So I think it makes sense. Yeah, maybe you could put him behind Tua, even though Tua, he's been struggling as of late.
He has. And, you know, ahead of Tua, so after Burrow at six, I have Dak at seven in Jacksonville. This is a game in which I think Dak can put up some numbers. You know, this is the highest I've had him all season. And you mentioned Tua. You know, I have him at eight, Kirk Cousins at nine against Indy, and then Trevor Lawrence at 10 against Dallas. But yeah, you know, Tua, you know, he hasn't looked great over the past couple of weeks. He's had a couple of tough matchups. But, you know, it's interesting, man. Like, he hasn't had a good fantasy day since week 10 before his bye. He had some tough matchups between Houston, San Francisco. Last week against the Chargers, you know, should have been doable. And now Buffalo, you know, not the best matchup either, you know. And like I mentioned, I have Kirk Cousins at 9 and Trevor Lawrence at 10. You know, who would you rather start? Like, how would you order these three guys? You know, because Kirk Cousins, decent matchup against Indy. Trevor Lawrence, tough matchup against Dallas. Is this the order that you would keep it in?
No, I would move Tua down. And I know I don't want it to sound like recency bias, but, you know, he just looks like he's in a bit of a slump. I'm going to add that with the weather that they're going to be playing. And if they need the heaters indoors against the Chargers, I mean, they're going to be out of their element, you know, obviously in the snow against Buffalo this week. I think the weather conditions are going to play into it. The offense hasn't been clicking like it has been recently. I think most of that is because of Tua. So I'm going to move him down. I would put him down at 10, maybe. I would put him underneath Trevor Lawrence and Kirk Cousins. I'm tempted to leave Kirk Cousins over Trevor Lawrence just because, you know, it's not a bad matchup. But I think Trevor Lawrence, even though Dallas' defense has been pretty good, you know, they're still struggling a little bit outside of Trayvon Diggs in coverage. They're allowing some passes. You know, they just let Chris Moore go over 100 yards on 11 catches, was it? Yeah, last week, or 11 targets. So I'd expect Trevor Lawrence to continue doing his thing. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game between Dallas and Jacksonville, so I would maybe put Trevor Lawrence at 8. So it would go Lawrence at 8, Cousins at 9, Tua at 10.
I mean, you know, Lawrence, he has a pretty good test, I think, you know, against Dallas, you know, and it's not an easy matchup. You know, he's got it done. You know, the Ravens definitely was a tough matchup for him, and he got it done. Last week was an extremely, you know, quarterback friendly matchup, you know, against Detroit. I'm sorry, against Tennessee. Against Detroit, you know, he didn't put up as, you know, big numbers. Like, they couldn't get anything going on offense. Now, you know, he did get a little bit banged up in that game. So, but, you know, he did get banged up after the fact that the Lions went up big. But yeah, no, I can see it, man. Like, I think, you know, over the last several games, he's been getting it done. So I can see that. But it's definitely going to be a test. I kind of trust Kirk Cousins right now over Trevor. And yeah, I agree. If the elements are bad in Buffalo, I'm moving Josh Allen down. I'm moving Tua down for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
With Trevor Lawrence, and this is just something, I might have him on stock watch this week, just as far as, you know, maybe next season, gauging where I might have him ranked, because if he shows out against a good Cowboys defense, you know, this could actually help his stock moving forward. You know, he might be higher priced if he looks like he can turn in a good performance and he's able to continue to do that, you know, just kind of break out the rest of the season. I'd be keeping an eye on that, just watching him. Even if I don't have him, you know, just never too early to start scouting the field and see what you can get, because especially if you're out of the playoffs, like I am in some leagues, you know, you want to get a head start on everybody else. So I have him, like, if you want to call it, on stock watch right now.
You know, if you're not starting Lawrence this week, though, like, I'm not even sure I'm holding on to him. You know, he's in New York against the Jets next week, and then in Houston the following week. So those are two bad matchups. You know, not a great fantasy playoff schedule for Trevor Lawrence. So if you don't plan on starting him this week, I don't think there's any point of having him on your bench. I would rather free up that bench spot and pick up somebody else at this point. Let's see. Okay, let's move on to number 11 here. I have Geno Smith at 11. You know, and I have him so low here because, you know, this is against San Francisco. This is a tough matchup. Is he too low? You think he's too low? You know, despite him going up against San Francisco here, you know, he has the weapons, right? Like, I want to move him up, you know, because of the fact that his weapons are so good. You know, and that's kind of why I have Tua high as well, because of his weapons. But, you know, Geno Smith has been playing very good, and he's at home this week, and on a short week against San Francisco, maybe he can do some things. But, you know, it's tough to rank him in that top 10 against, ahead of these other guys, you know, against the 49ers.
I don't think he's too low at all. I think this is right where I'd put him, because it's a short week going against the 49ers. But I still trust Geno Smith the way he's been playing. Like you said, he's been playing pretty well, even though last week he had a couple bad picks. I trust him to turn around. You know, he's got DK Metcalf to throw to. He's got Tyler Lockett. Kenneth Walker's coming back. It should be a more balanced attack. They gave it to Geno Smith. They let him cook, so to speak, and mixed results. You know, it wasn't bad from a fantasy perspective, but for the game perspective, it wasn't very good. So I think having him here at 11 makes sense. This is right where I put him. I expect a low-end QB1 performance from him, so this is kind of like the ceiling. I don't think the ceiling is much higher than this. I don't see him finishing much higher than QB10. If he does, I'd be very surprised because of the Niners defense just being so good. But I wouldn't expect him to finish much lower either. You know, I think his floor is kind of, you know, a high to mid QB2. So he could float in this 11 to 15, 16 range. I think you're going to get similar results wherever he does end up finishing. I'm looking at like maybe 15, 16 points this week. And that should be solid enough for you to start him, you know, in two QB leagues, definitely. And then maybe if you're in a bad spot, QB1 in some one QB leagues.
Well, I just lost Kyler in one of our leagues. So I'm playing Geno Smith. You know, I had a chance to pick up Mike White, but I decided to just roll with Geno because of the fact that he has the weapons. I think they're going to let him cook again, or try to have him attempt to make a meal, because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you don't want to run against this defense, right? No. And you're way better suited to pass against them. So I would assume that that's what they end up doing, just like what Tampa, you know, tried to do last week. It didn't work for them, but
it's not like they don't have
Geno Smith here. Not Tom.
Yeah, Brady, it's not like they don't have playmakers on the outside. I mean, he's turned Marquise Goodwin even into a decent threat, you know, and he was quiet a couple of years before this, before, you know, actually he kind of burst back on the scene with Geno Smith. So it's funny that we're still sounds funny talking about Geno Smith as this guy, but wasn't there a report that the Seahawks maybe want to extend him as a long-term guy? Like, good for Geno, right?
I know, man. Seriously.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
I have Mike White against Detroit, assuming he'll be good to go. It seems like he will be. But the Lions, they've given up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks this season, the most fantasy points to quarterbacks over the last 4 weeks. They've been giving up some serious passing yards, third most passing yards over the last 4 weeks and throughout the course of the season. And the Lions are scoring a ton on the other side, right? Fifth most points per game this year, third most points per game over the last 3 weeks. Preciser has this game at a 52 point total, which is significantly higher than Vegas has this at, a few points higher. So, you know, they have the Jets losing. Vegas has them favored. So, you know, if the Jets do end up in a negative game script, which is possible, you know, we could see Mike White sling it in this game. Elijah Moore has a great matchup out of the slot. Garrett Wilson is going to get it done as he has every week with Mike White. So I think Mike is a pretty solid streamer this week.
Yeah, I think he's a solid streamer. I mean, the matchup last week wasn't very, you know, good. And then obviously he had a good shot against Minnesota, Mike White did, to produce. And he came through somewhat. You know, he didn't throw any touchdowns, but he had some high yardage totals. Against Detroit, I think it could be another game like we saw last week between Minnesota and Detroit. There might not be as much scoring on the Lions side, but, you know, I think that the Jets can get it done. They have enough playmakers. Mike White, I don't think he's looked like himself these past 2 weeks. I think he can get back to it. And it's funny that I'm talking so highly of Mike White, but we know what he can do in this offense with the playmakers that he has. I like him, you know, as a QB1 this week, even though he's a low end QB1. I think he's head and shoulders above Daniel Jones for me, just because I think his production is much more locked in. And Daniel Jones, you know, they didn't do very good against Washington when they played him last. And then now they're playing them again, second time in 3 weeks. So I think Mike White definitely can be a QB1. And I like him here. He might feel a little high, but I think that this is where he's going to fit this week.
Yeah. You know, listen, like, it's one of those things where, like, you know, he's at home and his guys have good matchups. So, you know, and this could be a high scoring game, a little bit more high scoring than we might think. And then, you know, if he does well in this game, you could potentially stream him the rest of the way. Jacksonville in week 16, Seattle in week 17. Seattle might be a little bit tougher. But it could be a game where, you know, it's kind of going back and forth. So, right. You know, it could be if you have a pretty bad situation at quarterback, Mike White could help you out the rest of the way. Daniel Jones against Washington. I do think that Daniel Jones probably has a higher floor than Mike White, I would say. You know, he had a pretty good game against Washington this past 2 weeks ago before their bye. Before Washington's bye. The Giants played Philly and was terrible. But he had a decent game against them. You know, high floor type of guy. Don't expect a huge ceiling. But you never know. He can run two touchdowns in any given week. He can have a 40-yard touchdown, you know, any given week. It's possible. You never know with Daniel Jones. So decent matchup, decent streamer. He'll be fine this week. Aaron Rodgers, I have him at 14 here. Aaron Rodgers, you know, this is a banged-up Rams defense. They did well against Derek Carr, but you know, we expected Derek Carr to do bad in this good matchup. You know, not sure if Aaron Donald is going to play or not this week. If he doesn't, you have to upgrade this entire offense, especially the passing offense. So Aaron Rodgers, I think, should be fine this week. After a bye week, you know, Christian Watson, you know, we'll see. Like, he should be able to get it done. I wonder when what's his name is coming back. I'm looking at see, like, it's been so long since he's performed. Romeo Doubs. Since he's performed that I forgot his name.
yeah, I wasn't sure who we're talking about either.
He's playing on Monday night. He expects to play on Monday night. So we'll see. We'll monitor those practice reports. We probably won't see those official practice reports for the Packers until Thursday this week.
Yeah, I'm not worried about, you know, Christian Watson in this matchup. So I think as long as Christian Watson can get it done, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is going to be getting it done too. Aaron Rodgers has been playing a little bit better as of late. So
I would say so. And, you know, you got Christian Watson, you have Alan Lazard. And then if you put Romeo Doubs in the mix too, you have, like, a little bit of a decent trio there, I would say. Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, you know, in the stretch run, might be a little bit of a better fantasy quarterback than we might think.
Yeah. And then also just to go back on Daniel Jones, you said Daniel Jones will be fine. I think that's the word I would pick out to describe his fantasy season. He's just fine, you know? Are you mad if he gets you 12 points? No, it's fine. If you get 20 points, yeah, it's fine. You know, it's what you're expecting. Like, he's just right in that range because of that floor.
I feel like if Daniel Jones gets me 12 points, I would be upset because he hasn't gone below 15 points since week 8. So, like, yeah, I'll be kind of upset. I'm playing him for a high floor, and that's what I need. I need 15 points or more, please, Daniel Jones. You know, that's what I need. I'm starting him in a couple leagues this week, so I definitely need him to just have a decent week. Just don't kill me.
Mm-hmm. You're just expecting to be fine. That's what it is, Daniel
just
Jones.
Be fine.
He's fine for fantasy.
Definition of just fine.
I have a different opinion of him in terms of, you know, regular NFL quarterback, but that might also just be because, you know, he's in the division for the Cowboys. So
I can
digress.
See that.
Yeah. I digress.
He's not a good NFL quarterback. How's that?
No. Yeah,
Deshaun Watson, I have him at home at 15 at home against Baltimore. Tom Brady at home against Cincy at 16. I could go back and forth between Brady and Goff, who I have at 17. I think Brady has a higher floor this week, and Goff has the higher ceiling. That's kind of how I would play it between those two. Brady hasn't shown his ceiling at all this week, but he's been okay. He's been like, just like Daniel Jones, he's been fine, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, Goff in this matchup against the Jets, I know that, you know, he's been doing well over the past couple of weeks, but in New York against the Jets, I'm not, you know, trying to play Jared Goff this week if I have any of these other quarterbacks ahead of him.
Yeah. And I think you said it right with the floor being Tom Brady and the ceiling being Jared Goff. But I'm not sure if Jared Goff is going to hit that ceiling this week. I mean, I talked very glowingly of him yesterday, you know, because he's been playing well and the offense looks good. They have their full complement of receivers again. So I think you can give him that, at least a little bit of credit in that, right? Because he is doing what he needs to do and he's being more than just a game manager. He's making some plays. But I think with this matchup against the Jets, we've seen a lot of teams struggle. Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed are locking guys down. I don't imagine Amon-Ra St. Brown struggling. I'm not sure if it's going to be matched up with Sauce Gardner a whole lot, but I don't see him struggling. So as long as he's doing his thing, Jared Goff should be all right. But I think you're right that Tom Brady has a safer floor just because of the matchup on the outside. You can't have Jared Goff just rely completely on Amon-Ra St. Brown for his production. It's going to take more than that for him to produce at a high level like he's been the past few weeks. And I don't see that happening against the Jets this week. But the rest of the way, you know, I keep an eye on Jared Goff because he was actually a pretty good DFS play last week. He could be down the stretch too.
I know he was a great streamer last week, you know, and after this Jets matchup, he has Carolina and Chicago. So, you know, don't necessarily drop him because he could be great. He could be a top 12 quarterback in my rankings, you know, after this week easily.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Then just following up with Derek Carr at 18, Matt Ryan at 19 in a good matchup against the Vikings and Ryan Tannehill in L.A. to face the Chargers to wrap it up. And yes, I do have Matt Ryan kind of high. But this is a really, really good matchup. He has weapons.
Yeah.
And I think he can get it done as like a mid QB1. QB2,
Yeah, he should be. I think so. And now I see we have Derek Carr at 18. Because he's ranked this low, he's now going to do well. Where last week, did we have him at, was it QB14? And he shit the bed.
Yep.
So we'll see if this theory, you know, holds. I think it might. We'll
every quarterback, every mid quarterback who's going up against the Rams will be going up. We'll be at number 14, pretty much. And I'm sorry, Aaron Rodgers.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.